Getting back to the 1505 study, any concerns about specific concerns in terms of toxicity of bringing Bev into the adjuvant setting?
Yeah, so I think that the bevacizumab issue is important on a couple of levels. First, as you know, at ASCO this year, Christian Mangold presented a randomized phase 3 study called the AVAIL trial. Now, this is for metastatic patients in which they got cisplatin and gemcitabine with either placebo or bevacizumab at 7.5 milligrams per kilogram or bevacizumab at 15 milligrams per kilogram. And the primary endpoint of the trial was originally to be overall survival, but it was amended to become progression-free survival. When they looked at that primary endpoint, both the 7.5 and the 15 milligram arms did have a statistically significant improvement in progression-free survival. Interestingly, although they were not meant to be compared to one another, the two bevacizumab arms appeared to improve the progression-free survival by just about the same amount. In fact, if there was any trend, it was that the 7.5 might have been slightly better. When you look at the toxicity profile between the two dose levels, they were very similar. The 15 milligram per kilogram dose had a little more bleeding than the control arm as well as the 7.5 arm, and it also had a little higher rate of grade 3 and 4 hypertension as well. So there may have been some slight toxicity disadvantages with no apparent efficacy advantages with the higher dose. 15 milligrams per kilogram is the dose that's being used on all the arms in the ECOG trial. So the dose of the drug was called into question a little bit by the AVAIL study. As you recall, the 15 milligram per kilogram dose was chosen because of Dr. Sanwar's ECOG trial used that with carboplatin and paclitaxel, and that was because they had previously done a randomized phase 2 study suggesting that the higher dose was better than the lower dose, although in fairness, that was only 30 patients per arm. The Mangold study was a much, much larger randomized phase 3 study.
What are your thoughts about the question of dose right now, non-protocol setting, first-line metastatic disease?
The problem with the AVAIL study is we don't have survival data yet. So it might be premature to really answer that question. We have survival data with the 15 milligram per kilogram on the Sanwar study. We don't have survival yet on the Mangold study. So I think we need to see the complete picture